You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
These lines are full.
Yeah, they are, man.
People want to play Rattle Off. Francisco, welcome to the show. Francisco going once.
Oh, no.
Going twice.
Aw.
Gone.
Bummer.
That means Catherine gets to go first. Hi, Catherine.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning to you.
So glad you called us. What are you doing today?
Well, my husband has a surprise, so we're driving to Fort Collins.
What does that mean? A surprise for what?
I have no idea.
Because it's a surprise, Jeremy.
Yeah,
if
but
she
is
knew.
It like around anniversary time or birthday or what?
Nope.
Just a general surprise.
Honey, I have a surprise. I have to take you to Fort Collins. Is he going to like...
What, Dom? What's he going to do?
I better not say.
You better not.
I better not.
You should just shut
you
up.
You know, all these years of radio experience has taught me to use my internal editor. And I just did in the nick of time.
Yeah, that could have been bad.
Woo! All right. What about the rest of the weekend? What are you doing?
I honestly have no idea.
It's a surprise. Do you have a hunch on what this surprise is?
No.
Of course
and
she does.
Telling me, he would tell me, but I don't want to know.
Well, we want to know, so ask him right now what the surprise is.
How about this? You're with him, right?
Yes.
Okay, I want you to hand him the phone, and then I want you to do the plug your ears and do the la, 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 la. Can you do that?
Yeah.
All right, hand him, what's his name?
Simon.
All right, Simon. Hand him the phone, plug your ears, and do the la, la, la.
Okay,
here you go. All right, let's talk to Simon. All right.
Hello?
Simon, hey, she doesn't want to know. I'm going to see if I can hear her doing the la, 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 la. Is she doing it?
Turn the music down. Just
okay. She's saying la, la, la.
Okay, just okay, whisper.
Whisper to us. What are you doing?
She absolutely loves crystals, and I found a person who's selling their collection for very cheap. It's been a 30-year collection.
Say no more, because I don't want her to hear it. Say no more.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
There's a delay, so hold on. Make her keep going la, 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 because it'll come through. The
well, they okay. Got a radio turned down, though, right?
Yep.
Your radio's turned all the way down?
Okay.
Okay, you're good.
Yep.
You know what? You are a good guy.
What a great
That's
husband.
That's wonderful.
You've got smooches in your future.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, that's great. All right, cool. Now hand the phone back to Catherine.
Okay. Hello.
Hi.
He said he's getting you a puppy.
It's going to be so fun.
Yay.
Congratulations.
What are you going to name it?
Well, my daughter said it would be Peanut if we ever
Peanut.
Got one,
well, it's a
so.
St. Bernard, so I don't know if you want to name him Peanut.
Peanut doesn't really fit.
Doesn't fit.
all right, well, you have fun cleaning up those poops, all right, Catherine?
Okay.
All right, you're ready to play some Rattle Off with us?
I am.
All right, you got 10 seconds. That's all you get, 10 seconds. To rattle off five examples of this topic. And for you, in 10 seconds, we want five mountain towns. Five mountain towns here in Colorado, maybe. Ready and go.
Bailey, Conifer, Vail. Crap.
Really?
I know.
Oh, Silverthorn.
I've lived here my whole
Dylan.
Aspen.
Crested Butte.
Crusty Butt.
Oh, no. That's a bummer.
You know what? Well, at least you got a puppy in your future. So
yep. It's going to be awesome for you guys.
You drive carefully. Thank you for taking your boys with you on the way up to the fort, okay?
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
She totally believes that, too, I think.
I think she does, anyway.
Probably.
Good morning, Brady.
Good morning.
Hello.
What do you got going this weekend?
This weekend will be all about dogs, as my life usually is, and that's a good thing. It's my business, so I'll be doing some washing and some boarding and some walks, etc. Oh
my God, everybody has dogs, don't they? Just everybody.
I have 15 or 20 every Monday, Wednesday, Friday for doggy
Do
daycare.
Really?
It's a blast. Yeah, from a Great Dane down to a Maltipoo and everything in between. I love it.
Oh, Maltipoo.
That's what I call Jeremy sometimes.
My little Maltipoo.
It's my little Maltipoo.
Good morning, Maltipoo.
Mm-hmm. And then I give him a little tweak on the nose.
Uh-huh. And then he gives me a bath.
Mm-hmm.
You guys should keep that between yourselves.
No.
Too late.
Share it.
Ben Brock,
share it with the world.
You know, the morning show that bathes together stays together.
Hey, it's working so far.
So far, so good.
They haven't shown us the door yet, although our contracts are up pretty soon. And from what we understand, they're going to rush us right out the door.
So are you hiring?
I doubt it. Yes, absolutely. I could use a helper.
All right, I'll come wash some dogs.
Excellent.
Is that good money? Do you make good money?
Yeah, actually, quite good.
Can you kind of, without giving it away, tell us essentially what quite good means?
Well, between boarding and daycare and the dog washing, because it's just myself and occasionally I have a helper, six figures.
Look at that.
Good for you.
Look at that.
Gosh.
And she's playing with puppies all day.
It's something that's so simple.
Puppy breath.
Honestly, you're taking care of animals.
And I do obedience training as well, and that's a big factor also.
We had somebody call this morning who had her dog in obedience school, and she agreed that that's more for the owner than for the pet.
It depends about half and half. Oftentimes, people don't know how to deliver an effective command and praise and correction and timing and all of that.
Yeah, you sound like my wife.
Jeremy's wife knows how to
give it. I beat you to it.
Oh, yeah. I have the humans practice on each other all the time.
She never gives me praise.
She should. She'll get a lot more kisses.
Honest to God, you know where my wife is right now, and I'm like freaking out. She's sending me pictures. She has stumbled onto a garage sale, and I'm like, oh my God.
So she's buying somebody else's
I'm
junk.
Like, we're trying to get rid of things. She's like, there's this awesome garage sale in the neighborhood, and she's sending me all sorts of stuff.
Like what? What's in it?
Well, right now, a piano.
Oh, well, that would be good.
That would be good.
Get the piano.
Like, take up any
well, wait a minute. Is it one of those stand-up or is it like a baby grand?
No, it's not a baby grand. It's like a stand-up.
You don't want that. Don't get
Oh,
that.
Yeah, I want that.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you don't.
I don't have room for the baby grand.
Would you listen to me? Make room for it.
Yeah. I've told
Does anybody play?
Dom has a baby grand at his house, and I have my thoughts on what that is like in somebody's house.
It's beautiful.
It's a very pretentious piece of furniture.
Yeah, but Gretchen teaches
piano
on it.
I know you use it and you have it.
She plays it. Her daughter plays it, and she teaches
it. I am so
it.
Happy for you guys.
You think it's pretentious to have a baby grand?
Truly one of the most pretentious things you can have in your house.
Huh.
Even if you play it.
I don't know.
Well, okay, I think a stand-up piano is like...
It's like a saloon. It's fun. It oozes fun.
It's trashy is what it is. What do you think they got it in the garage sale? I tell you this, you never put a baby grand in a garage sale.
No, you would not.
No.
You leave that with the house when you move.
Why don't you just get one of those player pianos? You know, you just wind it up and it'll just play a song for you. Do that.
Well, I might. Apologies if you have a baby grand.
You what, to me? No. Are you apologizing to me?
No, to everybody.
Brady, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
I thought I was.
Now listen,
all right.
If you don't get this, shame on you, because this is an easy one.
Oh, great. Okay. Uh-oh. No Uh-oh. Pressure.
No, tons of pressure, because it's
like
an easy
five
one.
Dogs, are
no,
you?
I'm not. It has nothing to do with dogs.
Best.
Unless you put the dog between a couple of pieces of bread, in 10 seconds, we need five sandwiches, five different kinds of sandwiches. Mm. Ready and go.
Bologna, ham and cheese, turkey and cheese, cream cheese and olive, roast beef, tuna fish, grilled cheese. That should be enough, I think.
Yeah, you got a lot. Who's
all
eating
right.
that olive one? What was it, olive one?
Olive and what?
Yeah, olive and cream cheese.
Oh, Barstown.
You could have stopped it. Olive is good. Olive and cream cheese?
That's disgusting.
Yeah,
I don't
it's really yummy, actually.
What kind of bread do you use with that?
Probably a bagel, actually.
A bagel.
Yeah.
With cream cheese and
I was
olive.
Telling Jeremy that my son Dominic the other day got a mac and cheese sandwich.
I'd eat that.
Interesting.
So
it was really, really messy. It's very ooey gooey. It's all over the place.
Well, they put everything on, like mac and cheese and fried eggs and stuff on burgers now, too, you know? So
they sure. Sure.
It's because it's fat America.
Fat America.
Fat America.
Hey, you know what? You're a
so
winner!
I like you.
So now I do want to tell the other people who are holding, our new rule is we're going to talk to you anyway, even though you don't get a prize. So, Brady, you are absolutely charming and delightful. Thank you for listening, and thank you for calling.
Thank you. Thanks for giving me the opportunity. It's a blast.
You bet. Yeah. So hold on. See Josh later. Is going to come back, and he's going to visit with you about those Wings Over the Rockies tickets. Jamie, are you bummed out that you didn't get to play the game? Jamie hung up.
Gone.
Taryn, I feel like Taryn, didn't you call us yesterday?
It's actually Karen, and no, I didn't.
Karen. Josh wrote down Taryn.
He's fired. He's out of here.
He's
What are we going to do with him?
He's checked out.
You know what? Come out to our little party tonight. He says he's coming to it. And just come up and slap him across the face. Wouldn't that be funny?
No advocating workplace violence.
No, that's why we're going to be out at a bar.
Yeah,
so
we'd be out of the workplace.
We're out of the workplace. You know, we could do one of those things where it's like the throwing the pie thing where he sticks his head through the little, cutout. And...
Instead, you just slap him, though. You just walk up and slap him.
Karen, what are you doing this weekend?
Kind of a chill weekend. Right now, we're hanging out with my puppy and my daughter.
More
puppy. Well, my puppy is 10 years old.
Yeah.
God.
What kind of dog?
Standard poodle.
Oh, yeah.
We're out.
Well, have a good weekend.
Yeah,
bye.
Man, thanks a lot, Karen.
I'm telling you, the nicest dog in the entire world.
Nah, well, they bark too much. They bark too much.
No, he doesn't bark at all.
That's a bad dog. You got to turn that one. Trade that one in for another one.
Well, it's almost 10
heck no.
10 years.
Yeah. 10, I mean, it's fun.
Listen,
we're just goofing.
Don't get mad, people. We're just playing around.
It's like a full-size poodle or a teacup? What did you say?
No, standard.
Oh,
standard.
Full-size.
Full-size.
They're
do you
large
do that thing where you dye their fur like blue and pink and like people
no.
do?
No.
No?
Hmm.
That's too bad.
No.
Why?
Why don't you dye it invisible?
Because it's black fur to start with, so it doesn't take dye very well.
Well, I didn't
What's
know
that poodle's name?
I didn't know that.
What's a poodle's name? Yappy? What's it named?
Nugget.
Nugget! All right, you redeem yourself.
We like it again.
Suddenly we like your dog.
We like Nugget.
Oh, that's great. Listen, you are also charming. Thank you for calling. Maybe next week you can play Rattle Off with us, okay?
Sounds awesome. Have a great day, boys.
You too, Karen. Bye.
Bye.
And then Dan hung up.
Dan hung up.
Hey, the rules are stick around because we will get to your call at least.
Well, at least make it worth your while for calling in.
Yeah, we'll talk to you just for hanging on. I mean, he hung on for like 14 minutes and then he hung up.
Well, too bad.
Hey, it was a fun game today. Thank you to everyone who listens and calls in for Rattle Off. We'll play again on Monday.